This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks once again for joining us here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we have a special treat once again for you, all about your BFF, your pet. Today, Dr. Katie Nelson, a veterinarian, will discuss the importance of feeding your beloved pets to help keep them healthy and fit, plus what to do if your pet needs to lose a few pounds. Dr. Katie, a pleasure to have you back with us on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, great to have you out. Thanks for your time once again. So for starters, people and their pets need to balance their diets. We know that's certainly true. How do you figure out how much to feed your pets and how often?
Well, first and foremost, you usually need to start with a visit to your veterinarian, because a veterinarian is going to be able to better determine what your pet's weight is and whether it is appropriate for their body size. So in people, we do a BMI, right? So body mass index, and that's where, you know, they do all sorts of measuring and they do all these different things and pinch you with a certain meter thing and put you on the scale and they tell you, you know, yep, your BMI is appropriate, or you're too high or you're too low, and they help you at that point figure out which way you need to go with it. Well, we can do what we call a BCS, a body condition score in our pets. And it's a little bit simpler. We mostly are going to put them on the scale. We're going to feel their ribs. We might do a little bit of measuring, but no pinching. And we're going to let you know where your pet falls. So it depends on sort of their build. You know, if you think about your typical Labrador Retriever and how they have a deep chest and they have a nice curve up to their waist, they're going to look a little different than maybe a Yorkie or than a Bulldog or than a Bull Mastiff. So that's why starting with that visit to the veterinarian is really great, because we can tell you for your pet where their weight is. And so once you've got that determination, let's say your pet is a 5 out of 9, he's perfect. So you know that you're already doing the right thing. Well, what if your pet comes back as a 6 or a 7, or goodness gracious, hopefully not, an 8 out of 9, meaning that they are overweight all the way up to obese? Well, that's the situation where we need to really start to get control of that now. You know, a lot of people made New Year's resolutions a few weeks ago, and, you know, the proof is in the pudding that usually around day 21 after those resolutions, we've kind of fallen off on it. Well, that's because we actually have to have willpower. For our pets, we actually get to determine how much they eat. They don't drive themselves to the drive-thru. So we get to actually determine that. And we also need to be looking at not just how much is going into the bowl, but what is actually going into the bowl. So I'm a big proponent of feeding fresh food. I don't like the kibble diets. I feel like there's a lot of filler that's put into those diets. And, you know, just like for us, if we eat something out of a box, there's a really good chance that it's going to be highly processed. And it's the same thing for our pets. If this food can sit on a shelf indefinitely, there's probably a lot of preservatives and a lot of chemicals in there that are helping it to stay quote-unquote fresh. So again, I'm a big believer in feeding fresh foods, and by doing that, we're able to better control what's happening, what's going into our pets. And now that's whether you want to cook for your friend or whether you want to use one of the prepackaged diets. There's one called Fresh Pet that I use a lot. And you can absolutely know that there's not a bunch of chemicals in there, that they're getting fresh, healthy proteins, they're getting fresh, healthy vegetables and carbs, and they're getting, especially if you're using one of the commercial diets, you're knowing that they're getting a complete and balanced diet as well, without all of the extras. And at that point, it's also much easier to determine how much it is that they need to eat. And again, this is all something you can have with, I have the conversation with your veterinarian, and you know, it doesn't have to be super labor intensive, but you can feed better food and not have to, you know, get that $80 bag of cereal off of the shelf. You can feed them something a little bit better, and that's going to help them maintain a better weight and can actually help them to lose weight too, because these guys do very similar to us. They do better with a higher protein, lower carb type diet. And when you're doing the fresh foods, you already know that you're using higher protein, lower carb, because that's just one of the staples of the diet.
Most helpful information. Thanks so much. Now, if you feed your pets table food or unhealthy food now, how can you transition them to eat more healthy options?
Well, that takes a little bit of time. It really does. And sometimes it takes a little bit of magic as well, because if they have been eating table food, and I'm talking, you know, gravies and pastas and things like that that come with, you know, they're highly, highly seasoned, highly palatable type foods, and you're trying to say, okay, now I'm going to take you off of this food and I'm going to put you on a really healthy diet, but it might not be as seasoned and delicious. You know, that's like us when we're trying to get ourselves on a diet. Do we want pizza? Do we want lasagna? Do we want all of these things? Does the chicken breast and the fresh broccoli look as delicious as that does? Probably not. So it might take a little bit of time, definitely going to take a little patience. But what you can do is start playing with the ratios. You don't have to immediately stop doing what you've been doing, but you're going to need to make a plan to stop doing what you've been doing. So it might take 2 weeks. It might take a month to transition from the diet that you've been on to a newer, fresher, cleaner diet. You know, that's one of the big buzzwords in human medicine is eating clean. And that's sort of what we're looking at when we're talking about feeding fresh to our pets, is eliminating all of the things that don't need to be in the food and giving them healthy, delicious food that's better for their system and it's better for them overall and can also help to keep their weight much more appropriate.
Now, we know how important exercise is, no matter if it's for people or for animals. What about exercise in the winter for our pets?
Yeah, I mean, that's tough for humans. It's really tough for humans as well as for our four-leggers. So it really takes some planning, just like it does for ourselves. You know, we have to really schedule our gym time in order for us to make it there. You have to do the same thing with your pets. But the great news about exercising in the winter is that you can do stuff with your pets where you both are getting a little bit of exercise. There's some great techniques for, you know, when you're down doing on your workout mat, you can actually take a tennis ball, throw it in the house while you're doing your crunches. When your dog brings it back, you know, it just gives you a great reason for you guys to be playing. It doesn't have to be exercise, quote unquote exercise. You know, you can do things in the house in short bursts. 5 to 10 minutes of activity multiple times a day during the winter can add up to a really nice exercise. The other thing you can look at too is something like a doggy daycare, where you take them in and they're able to play with some of their well-behaved friends and, you know, really get some good healthy exercise throughout the day. Now that's going to depend on what type of dog you have personality-wise. If you have a dog that enjoys other dogs, then that's a great option for you. If you don't, then again, something like that at home is a great idea. There's also some great things that you can buy out there, some paw waxes or little booties that you can put on your pet where you can still take them outside and do your runs and your walks outside, you know, obviously depending on the weather. But there's some great things that you can do to protect their paw pads as well. And always make sure that you keep some baby wipes by the door so when you do bring them inside, you can wipe off any of that salt or chemicals that are out there on the roads so that they're not licking their feet off and ingesting that stuff.
Today we are visiting with Dr. Katie Nelson, a veterinarian at the Belhaven Animal Medical Center in Alexandria, Virginia, here on eHealth Radio's Animal Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Continuing on, Dr. Katie, where do you find fresh pet, and is it in your local supermarkets and stores?
Absolutely. You can find it at any of the pet stores, PetSmart, Petco, any of the pet stores out there are going to have it. You know, it's easy to recognize because it is in their own refrigerator. It's the only fresh food that is refrigerated. You're going to see some raw diets out there that are in refrigerators as in freezers, but this is fresh pet. And you can find them at supermarkets. You can find them at Target. You can find it at Costco. So it's pretty much everywhere. Just look for the fresh pet logo. And it's a great food. I've been feeding it to my own dogs for the last 5 years, and it's really made a big difference in my bigger dog's skin. You know, he had significant skin issues going into his senior years, and by making a simple change to feeding him a fresh food without all of those preservatives and chemicals, it's really made a huge difference in his skin going forward.
Excellent. And lastly, if there was one piece of advice for pet lovers and how they feed their pets, what would that be?
It's the same thing for us. I mean, we are what we eat. So are your pets. So by choosing to feed a really good, high-quality, fresh food to our pets, we can make a bigger difference than we can ever even realize. Because when we're eliminating all of these chemicals, we're eliminating all of the preservatives, and we're giving them just fresh, healthy proteins and vegetables, they're going to feel better. And when they feel better, they're going to have more energy. And when they have more energy, they're going to want to do more. And, you know, all of that is just like for us. I mean, if we change change our diet and we get our weight in an appropriate level, then we're going to feel better and have more energy, and it translates the same way to our pets. So for all of the people out there, take a look at what you're eating, take a look at what's in your bowl for your pet, and I can almost guarantee you that by making a simple switch to something that's nice and clean, healthy food for both you and your pet, you're both going to feel so much better. So you can learn more about that at freshpet.com.
And thanks so much for those concluding remarks. Dr. Katie, where can listeners get all the details online on Belhaven Animal Medical Center there in Alexandria, Virginia?
Well, you can find information about me and about where I work at thepetshow.tv. And there's all sorts of information about me, links to fun articles and things, and also links to Belhaven Animal Medical Center as well as Fresh Pet right there.
Again, Dr. Katie, we thank you for your time and for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio. Certainly wish you all the best and look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a great day.
We've been speaking with Dr. Katie Nelson, a veterinarian at the Belhaven Animal Medical Center in Alexandria, Virginia. And to learn more, visit bhamc.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. And for more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.